This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The Biden administration takes aim at Southwest.
Meltdown, that's the only word I can think of to describe what is happening.
Upstate New York is still a dangerous mess.
I'm begging, stay home.
Prayers for a former pope.
Let us remember him. He's very sick.
Good morning, I'm Monica Ricks with the CBS World News Roundup. Airports are still a mess this morning with cancellations, stranded passengers, and baggage piling up. Our Tanya Rivero is at LaGuardia Airport in New York.
Everything's canceled and we can't get through the Southwest.
Captain Casey Murray is the president of the Southwest Airlines Pilot Association.
Everyone knew, even those not affiliated with airlines, knew what was coming and was preparing. Southwest wasn't.
But while the airline tries to reset now, thousands of passengers are still trying to find their way out of the travel mess.
I was traveling to be with an ill family member.
Kimberly Day is pregnant and traveling with her two children. On Tuesday, Southwest told them it cannot rebook their flight until Saturday.
Southwest CEO Bob Jordan says the airline's doing everything it can to get back to normal.
After days of trying to operate as much of our full schedule across the busy holiday weekend, we reached a decision point to significantly reduce our flying to catch up.
But Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CBS News the feds plan to hold the airline accountable.
They need to take care of their passengers and their employees, given what's happened across their system these last days.
American is capping fares for certain cities to help people get back home.
I'm Cammie McCormick.
My only choice is to drive home.
Because of the airline problems, the rental car desks at airports are overwhelmed.
A lot of our reservations are going out of state.
Even those who had already rented cars are finding themselves out of luck, like this woman in San Jose.
We thought, oh, good, we have great luck. And then we get to the car rental place. Is here and they're all out of cars because everybody that had their flight canceled, they're keeping their cars.
Southwest has scrubbed 2,500 flights for today and nearly 1,000 for tomorrow.
At least 57 people have now died because of this winter storm, most in upstate New York. Here's WIVB's Tara Lynch.
With nearly 50 inches of snow covering the streets, the city of Buffalo is facing the next challenge in this historic storm, attempting to clear the roads. Emergency crews are working tirelessly to get the snow, ice, and hundreds of abandoned vehicles off the road. National Guardsman Matthew Waldman is on the front lines.
There's a lot of stranded cars, a lot of stranded trucks, a couple trees on the buildings, lots of buildings completely covered in snow.
Buffalo's still buried in more than 50 inches of snow. The West Coast dodged snow, but now it's getting soaked.
A little bit wild, actually. It's been really windy. Power kind of went on and off all night and power's out now all over the place here.
The region's under flood warnings for the next few days. A boil water notice is in effect in Memphis, Tennessee, where the water supply has dropped over frozen and burst water lines. Tourists didn't expect any issues.
When we went to the front desk, they said they had no heat and no running water.
So we called the hotel. They expressed kind of the same issues, water pressure, boil water notice that we could cancel if we wanted to, but of course we were halfway here.
At the southern border, Title 42 is staying put.
Republican governors from southern border border states have fought to keep this policy in place, and five of the six conservative justices on the Supreme Court, at least for now, have sided with them, though conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch sided with the three liberal justices going the other way, opposing the extension, saying the current border crisis is not a COVID crisis.
That's CBS's Scott McFarlane. A historic night for Luka Doncic.
And that drew rim. It's still loose. Luka got it back.
The Dallas Mavericks star put up a triple-double, scoring 60 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists to help the Mavs beat the New York Knicks 126-121 in overtime. It's the first and only time in NBA history a player's ever done it in a single game.
I'm tired as hell.
You can rest later. You're young.
I need a recovery beer.
I hope he got one.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Prayers for a former pope.
Papa Emerito Benedetto.
Pope Francis announced Pope Benedict is very ill, and he called on people to pray a special prayer for him. The 95-year-old former pontiff shocked the world when he resigned from the post 9 years ago. He was the first to step down in more than six centuries. New York Republican George Santos is doubling down and has no plans to resign, even after admitting he lied about his resume to get elected to the House.
I think we can all look at ourselves in the mirror and admit that once in our life we made a mistake. I'm having to admit this in national television for the whole country to see, and I have the courage to do so because I believe that in order to move past this and move forward and be an effective member of Congress, I have to face my mistakes, and I'm facing them.
That's Santos on Fox News. He'll be sworn into Congress next week. Meantime, the House is cracking down on TikTok. CBS's Courtney Keeley has details.
Everyone who works in the House of Representatives was warned to delete the video sharing app TikTok from their official devices. Several states, cities, and universities have recently cracked down on TikTok over fears that users' data could fall into the hands of the Chinese government.
The Senate also approved a similar ban for federal workers earlier this month. Novak Djokovic has arrived in Australia almost a year after he was deported for refusing to get vaccinated against COVID. Djokovic is playing for his 10th Australian Open title at the Adelaide International, which starts Sunday in Melbourne. If you're still thinking of making a New Year's resolution, think green. CBS's Matt Piper tells us most have to do with money.
One in three Americans are planning to make finance-related New Year's resolutions for 2023. And Jill Gonzalez with personal finance site Wallet Hub says people are on edge about their finances looking into the new year.
60% of Americans feel anxious about the future of their finances, and 30% of people believe 2023 will be a worse year for their wallet than 2022.
57% of people do not expect to keep their resolutions for the whole year. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A Wisconsin waitress got a shocking tip on Christmas Day. 29-year-old Callie Blue was waiting tables at Gus's Diner in Sun Prairie when she chatted with one of the few customers in the restaurant.
He was really sweet, just chit-chatted with me, got some new things. And before he left, he tipped me $1,000.
That customer was Michael Johnson, president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. He says he was just looking for people in need for the club's Pay It Forward campaign.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk about a hot Christmas gift. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper tells us what one governor recently unwrapped.
This girl is on fire.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem's staff gave her a Pulsefire LRT flamethrower with an engraved plate of the state motto, "Under God, the People Rule." A video posted to Twitter shows Noem decked out in camouflage, torching a pile of cardboard boxes on a snowy farm. Noem's spokesperson says no tax dollars were used to buy the flamethrower. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Speaking of hot, who needs needs a Yule log when you can watch Top Gun Maverick on a loop? Paramount Plus just released the beach football scene from the blockbuster movie on a three-hour loop with some Christmas music over it. Still good for the new year, and you can find it on YouTube. And that is the World News Roundup for Wednesday, December 28th, 2022. I'm Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.